Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, we're the MI Ice Guys, and you have all four of us psycho in the studio today. The guys are rushing me. They want to go eat, but I said we got to record this last one for you guys. It was a short season, but we got some tips for you, got some stories and some other things. We thought we'd kick off today's episode with just some advice from all of us on different things about how to put your gear away so that it's in good shape next year when you go to get it out, that you don't realize, oh my God, look, that suit can stand up on its own, Chad. And or like when he got to Latvia and his suit hadn't been cleaned. It was still covered in fish slime.
It's broken. Yeah.
I bet those the TSA dogs really love that.
It's an attractant.
Yeah.
Probably could have brought anything in my luggage.
Better than loving me.
Yeah.
They love him.
Or Myron with his
Myron this year with his bait puck.
With his bloodworms.
Bloodworms in the bait puck on the way home.
They didn't get that. They got us food. They brought like oranges and stuff from Latvia.
Yeah.
Like three or four of the idiots did. Sorry, Myron.
But anyway,
sorry, Coach.
Guys, one of the big things that we get in on every year is, you know, you got to put your stuff away so that it doesn't get any damage. You know, one of the big things we talk about is if you've got a shelter, whether it's a flip over, a tent.
I need one of those.
Or whatever. You got to put it away correctly so that it doesn't get a nest in it.
Keep the critters out of it.
Keep the critters out of it. So, one of the big things I like to use in my tents that I use is dryer sheets. It makes it smell, you know, like April Fresh. Mm. In there, and the bugs don't like it, so it kind of runs them off.
Neither do the mice.
Yeah, the mice chewing holes in it.
Those are rats.
Oh, only up at your house.
No, not at my house.
I have a king mouse, maybe.
You have a king mouse?
Yeah, also called a rat.
It's not a rat.
It might be a weasel.
It might be a mink. I'm not really quite sure what it is.
Yeah. But what other tips you got for us, Chad?
Something I need to do is charge all my batteries and probably put everything away still. We kind of get back from our traveling and then the tryouts and have to go right to work.
Jump right into steelhead fishing.
Yeah, but I mean, there is a good thing about those batteries to remember is you need to put a charge on them, not just once in the spring and forget them until it starts snowing. You got to every couple of months, maybe once a month, put them on the trickle charger and top them up. It just keeps the batteries in good health.
Yeah, I'm talking about the DeWalt and everything else, too.
Oh, the DeWalt.
It's all piled in front of the entryway.
It's all the batteries.
Yeah.
Mine is literally all still in a heap on my porch.
Mine's in the entryway.
I mean, Jay, if somebody wanted some good ice fishing stuff.
Cedar Springs. He lives right over there. Check out the place with the roof that needs repairing.
Yeah. Don't worry. The quad is still on the trailer.
Yeah.
With everything loaded the way we left it.
Still strapped down.
Everything. Yeah. Perfect. We could go anywhere we want right now. We're ready to roll.
Classic. We're so qualified.
Some other things that you want to kind of take care of is number one, your bait pucks.
I was going to power wash my four-wheeler to get the salt off. So if anybody's traveling, pulling without an enclosed trailer, you might want to wash your stuff too.
Yeah. Wash your quad.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Something I have to do.
The guys. Let's see. You go as far west as South Dakota,
Montana.
That's right.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, they don't have any NAIFC events in Oregon or Washington yet.
Not yet.
Not that I've heard of.
But so cleaning up your stuff just in general, washing your suit. It's probably a good thing before you bring it into the house if you've got a missus.
Just burn them and get a new one.
Mine
and Anthony's suits are probably rotten.
Oh, they're bad.
We're wearing them steelhead season now. Well, so
luckily, we got them new Norfin suits. So
yeah, they held up great this year.
They did a great job. I got to make a post about that.
How many pounds did you have to lose to get into it, though?
Whoa.
None.
Whoa. Actually, I didn't. I just ordered a bigger size.
Yeah, 3X. I mean, he fits perfect.
But yeah, I had to borrow yours.
European size. Yeah, so... just cleaning up your gear is a big deal. You know, the bait puck. If you don't go clean out your bait pucks, you could have a hatch.
They'll hatch.
And if you get that in the house, if you store your stuff in the basement, you might not want that hatch in the basement. All those flies buzzing around, and when you open it up, even if they're dead, they're going to be a little odoriferous in the fall.
Not. If you wait a while, they don't smell.
They all die eventually. They suffocate.
Yeah, I've opened a few bait pucks. I was like, oh, there's one still in the refrigerator, and it's July.
Now, some other things. What do you do besides the batteries on your DeWalt? What else do you do to your auger?
You should probably put your augers up, unhook them from the drills. I mean,
yeah, you might need to work on
the gas out of the power stuff and change the oils.
Put a little stable in them, maybe.
Something.
Yep.
But just some general maintenance things, because this stuff's going to be stored away until probably sometime in November when you're going to get the itch and start digging it all out.
Yeah, it's better to order your, you know, transducers. I think me and Anthony both need new deucers.
Yeah, I do too.
And mine
mine got cut with an auger. I don't know what Anthony's did. I mean, they still work. They're Vexlars, but they're... Yeah,
I just have to have like 7 feet of cord down the hole to be able to read my jig.
I think that's just the operator. But.
Your deucer's on the bottom of the lake. Yeah, I got a
good
view.
One swam into it, it moved, I swear.
Maybe I'd take a little black tape, Anthony, and twist her upside down and just lower her all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, I probably
just do the reverse on it.
Shoot it up.
That might work.
I got my new camera from Jack.
Did you?
Yeah. So now we're up to like
five
cameras five for two guys.
Five. We might make a tournament.
We may make it through.
Aquaview, but yeah. They're awesome. They just got to be a little more durable.
Yeah, you need four to get through a tournament.
All right. Any other things you want to do?
Normal people don't break them. So.
So we've covered your shelters. We've covered your augers, your batteries.
You know, maybe replacement blades. Get all that stuff done this time of year.
It's a great time with liquidation sales.
It's a great time to rip line off poles. That way you have to put a new line on next year. You don't make it, you know, look at it and be like, oh, yeah, just put that on there.
I'll get by.
Yeah.
He thinks 7 feet is enough.
Strip off all 20 feet and put new, you know, 19, 20 feet back on.
Hope it's not any deeper.
Hey, that 7-foot palm rod did good for Steph at our Michigan practice.
Hey, I had them all dialed in. I don't want to, you know, there's
all
no
dialed
negative.
In.
No negatives there.
One thing, too, when you're washing your suits, don't dry them.
Yeah,
let them air
dry.
Yeah,
don't run them in the dryer.
Let them air dry.
Even if you forget and it's late at night, just let it air dry. You'll regret throwing it in the dryer.
And then hit them with some waterproofing, like the Nick Wax or the whatever they call that stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of those good aerosol products out there that you can just spray on them, and it's going to help you not be as wet when the first time you're out there kneeling on the ice and doing it. Or you got to take the method that the guys showed a video of this year, where you just take your suit off and dive in, you know, bare-armed. Bare-chested to get the fish out of the hole.
Oh, Jim Hesse.
Mr. Hesse.
He's been sending me pictures. He got like 11-pound, 12-ounce walleye.
That's a cute one.
Did he send you that?
No.
That was a baby. But
yeah, that's a cute one, Jim.
It's nothing like keeping these guys on track.
Probably state record in Nebraska.
Really?
They got walleye in Nebraska?
Where is Nebraska?
That's where Greer lives.
Yeah. Next to Texas? I mean...
One of these days we're going to make a detour and go fish the sand hills with them. Yeah. I hear there's giant.
I can't wait to go out there.
We're going
to
go invade Hesse and Zach.
Yeah. Cool. Well, any other things, guys, before we wrap up this segment on putting your gear away? I like Anthony's thing about strip the line off there. That's a good plan.
Yeah. Because
I know I had a pole.
Put new line on there next year. You know,
I had a pole I thought fresh. I could make it with.
For my sake, he does.
Yep. Sushi sounds good. That's the next thing.
All right. Well, we're the MI Ice guys, and we're going to come back in our next segment. We're going to do a little wrap-up on the NAIFC Championships. We had a little bit of bump in the schedule this year, so we'll be right back after this break. Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, guys. Chaz here from the MI Ice Guys. I want to talk to you about K&E stopper lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Hey guys, we're back. All four of us. Anthony is days away from being a new father. We hope that little sucker squirts right out for us real quick. Have you picked out a name?
No, we don't even know what it's going to be. So
I thought the sonar showed you a good.
No.
Didn't you put the Vex on her belly there?
No, I should have, but I didn't. We're not finding out. She's due the 28th, so we'll find out then. So we got a top 10 of girl names and boy names.
Yeah,
but
right.
We're not settled on anything. All right, there might be like three and three.
Well, that's easier to narrow it down from.
Yeah, kind of, except for we don't really like any of the names. So
go for Carlos.
What were you calling it?
No, that's the
What were
the
you
worst
calling
name.
The baby?
No,
none
Carlos.
Of your business.
Nunya.
I can't think of it.
Nunya.
Ladislao.
Ladislao.
Ladislao. All right.
It's going to come out Ladislao.
Nicolorno.
The hell?
All right. So, hey, you guys most recently, NAIFC, were at the championship.
Oh, yeah.
Out on one of your favorite lakes.
Oh, my least favorite of all time.
Yeah.
It's an awesome trophy lake.
It's a great trophy lake if you want to go catch some of the biggest crappies.
Six fish a day.
The biggest crappies you've ever seen in your life, then. Well, maybe not you, but me.
I don't want to bite.
They were pretty bitey.
But this year, we had a bit of a twist because normally the championships is in December.
Yep, they had the no ice issue got us.
Yep.
And so they flipped it around and made it the 2016 championship being the last event of 2017.
Yep, but the first weekend, second weekend of
in March.
Yep.
Yeah.
Second weekend of March.
And then we ran into kind of iffy ice anyway.
No.
Weren't they a little bit worried about it?
No.
How much ice do you have?
Ice was great.
Driving 19 trucks on it?
18 inches.
18, 24, I don't know.
Clear, solid black ice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It was still truck driving ice.
I mean, not even a half an inch of gray.
Wow.
I mean, you could see the cracks.
I'm pretty sure
down.
They're still fishing in North Dakota. I saw Glenn DeLorme post pictures.
Yeah,
they're still
ice fishing in North Dakota.
Jealous, Glenn.
Yeah. Man, now we're all just getting in the boats.
I'm going to retire there.
Yeah, North or
Have
South
you told
Dakota,
your wife?
One of the two.
I don't care.
It's optional.
But anyway, you guys being the 2016 team of the year.
Yeah, we bombed.
Yeah.
You got to go first, though, right?
We missed it. Well, we were in the right area, but 15 feet away.
Yep.
We actually had the fish underneath us to, three, 4 minutes before the tournament started?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not even that. Like two
Maybe
minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes. 3-4 minutes, there wasn't a fish underneath us, not a fish one. And I'm getting nervous. And we're kind of pinned in here, and we can't even move.
Minute or two, there they are.
Yep.
Time to go.
Drop the camera back down. They're there. I get super pumped.
They move 15 feet.
He turns his Vexlar on. He's got big suspended marks. We're like, oh, yeah. Here we go. And
that was about it.
Yeah. And then 1 minute before the tournament, his mark goes away. And I don't have the camera down there because he yelled at me to not spook him. So I dropped down.
That
and that was the day the fish just.
They moved 15 feet. We did work our butts off. I mean, what, 7-8 batteries?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, lots and lots of holes. And we ended up, what were we, fourth, fifth?
Fourth, I think.
On day
fourth
one.
Or fourth or fifth after day one. So we dropped a few spots.
Yep.
Anthony pulled a giant. I couldn't touch a big fish.
Oh, man. I lost a bigger
one. That's
just,
the story of the day.
Just before the fish before that. Again, I mean, the same thing happened to me in South Dakota. It was ridiculous. I landed a 1.94 crappie or something like that. And
one big fish for the day?
One big fish for the day, and the fish I lost just before that was bigger, or at least it fought harder.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes fish just are spunky, but...
It was over a pound and a half, probably.
Yeah, definitely a pound and a half crappie.
Did you at least get to see it through all that clear ice?
No.
I got to see it down the hole. That's why I know what it was, because to start the tournament, I caught two bass right away.
I thought it was three.
Yeah, it might have been three. I think it was three.
We dominated the largemouth.
I set the hook on one and thumped it hard, and it's pulling like crazy, and I'm like, oh, it's one of those big dog crappies, and it comes through the hole largemouth, and I look up, and Aaron Berg has one on, and I don't know what it is at this point, but he pulls it through, and it's about a pound and a half crappie or better.
Yeah. And they won the championship.
Yeah, they actually won the, you know, kudos to those guys. Congratulations, you know, 15 feet from me both days, so, you know, you did what you did, so congratulations on that. But
so day one was...
We got cursed by some largemouth. We get if those are crappie, it is over.
Yeah, it's a wrap, especially with the later. And we put 8 batteries in that day. I don't know if you guys know how many holes can 8 batteries. Oh, well, we did use 6-inch augers, but.
We had 5-amp-hour batteries, though, too.
Right.
So we did. I mean, Dave Gens took a picture of the lake, the bay, after it was over, and
it was Swiss
it is
cheese.
Retarded looking.
I mean, Swiss
we drilled,
cheese.
We drilled more holes than we've ever. I mean, we've drilled a lot of holes, but.
Pre-fishing, we were going through 2 tanks of gas in the Tanaka with a 4-inch bit.
Yeah, we drilled a lot of holes.
And Steph
there.
Knows how many. That's actually his Tanaka.
He told me he hasn't seen it in years.
Yeah.
Two 300 holes at least in a tank.
Yeah.
On the 4-inch. It's 4-inch fin bore, but I mean, it's a lot of holes. And that's a lot of camera work. It's not that much fun, but that's what you got to do to compete. Yeah.
Now, when you guys are doing that pre-fishing and...
it's the most boring thing ever.
Doing all that. How do you record what you found and where and all that?
GPS.
You just put a place mark on the one that's mounted on the quad?
Yep. Or we'll do it on our phones if we're too far away and then re-enter it and just go to the coordinates and put it in.
I really like to record footage on my AquaView. You know, I can't correlate it to any type of spot, but in my head I kind of know where it was. But I record a lot of footage on the AquaView, and then we look at it again at night, and sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I'm crazy, those are tiny, or like, oh wow, those are really big.
I mean, we knew there was we did Walk-On Bay first day in Isle Bay day two. We knew Walk-On had bigger fish in it than Isle. We figured, I mean, Isle always has some big ones, but
I felt like it had more fish.
Yeah, Walk-On had was the best it's ever fished, but I mean, it's probably going to be dead for about 5 years.
Yep.
So now you...
I would never fish there for the next 5 years.
Well, you don't ever want to go back to that lake anyway.
Yeah, but if I lived there, I'd be mad. No, I'm just teasing.
So then day two, you get a night's sleep, charge everything. Your room's got to look like just cords.
Spotless, and, man.
Oh, yeah.
Cords everywhere.
Spotless. Yeah.
Batteries flashing everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And then you head out for day two. And
we bombed a little day two.
We're within striking distance day two, so we're really positive. We got a spot that we think we can get them, you know.
And we get there.
And we get our spot, you know, but it ends up, again, being 15 feet off from.
Well, the guys that won it were actually dead nuts on our spot. I mean, the top four or five teams all had the same waypoint. I mean, we all probably within...
I sat right next to Ryan Wilson and Brandon Newby and Jim Hesse and Zach Nadolski.
The top five teams were all... I mean, the top five teams were all probably within 10 feet of each other, trying to be within 10 feet of each other.
And it was a chess game. It was...
We couldn't move.
You drill your hole. There was a new added...
It was an enforced rule. It wasn't new.
Rule, right. But it was just started to be enforced. You can only drill one hole. Well, you can drill as many holes as you want, but if you're not by that hole, it's not your hole.
Yep, somebody can take it.
Now, you guys don't need to use the flags like we do at Worlds?
No, we wish we could.
But, yeah, that would be nice.
We just have to throw your fish finder and set there. So, I mean, it's a hard championship because you're not... It's a lot of luck involved on where the fish are going to end up when all the power augers quit and all the drills quit. You know, it moves the fish a little bit. You got to be in have the right weed patch with the fish facing that way and everything. I mean, it's just, you can't move. It's not that much fun. You're in the size of a football field trying to pack in, you know, well, not even, about a half a football field trying to pack in about 100 guys. It's not.
And on day two,
not that much fun.
I lost countless fish first thing in the morning. I don't even
know. I looked over and.
I don't even know how many. Bad. And I lost one of the biggest, again, the biggest fish I hooked all day. I lost it right in the hole. It was my fault. I had too much deucer out and I pulled it out too hard. And it pinned the fish right to the bottom of the ice with the hook. And I watched him just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And as soon as I gave him a little bit of slack to unpin him from the ice. And as soon as I did that, he got right off. So
I mean, we fought to the end on that one. Did as best we could. We ended up, I think, eighth. But
eighth out of, 49 teams or whatever,
whatever
was there.
Came. It was, I mean, we hear it's not going to be there next year. I mean, we'll see what happens. But
yeah, we really hope it's not.
I mean, it's a tournament. It's a championship. But it's...
somebody's got to win and somebody's going to lose. Yep. So... We'll be there regardless, but...
Let's have it at Metagoshi.
We won't be there this year, I hear, but it'd be fun.
I'd be okay with South Dakota as well. Yeah. But
South Dakota's the place that I prefer.
Yeah, but the championship was a heartbreaker coming out from Team of the Year, but it is what it is, and we'll just come back harder next year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We ended up fourth for the year, too, so, I mean, we had a decent year, but not a good year.
Yeah,
and that's pretty good, being that you guys didn't get to fish together two tournaments.
Three or four.
Four
tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Four tournaments. Or it might have been a different story. We would have could have came back a little bit.
And I was always, when you guys were overseas and when you guys, both times you were overseas, actually,
Yeah. He was in the top 10.
Yeah, we were right there. You know, me and Hoffman had a little bit of a hiccup. Our fish.
They partied too much.
No, we did. We really didn't. I'm just teasing. No, I mean, I wish that was the case, Shoot.
Got satisfied with what you found.
You know, and that was the thing is he had been pre-fishing well before I had got there. And when I got there, he showed me what he had. And I thought we had 9-10 pounds, and historically that's
what it takes.
I mean, 10 pounds is unheard of at Chisago. I mean, 9 pounds was like, whoa. And Hesse and Nadolski did that last year, and I'm like, dude, we got 9.5 pounds, no problem. So we got lazy, and then tournament day came, our crappies moved, and we struggled hard on
crappies. Had a major cold front come in,
major cold front came in. It was solid conditions, sunny, everything was beautiful for like the whole week, stable conditions, and then day before the tournament, bang, big front hit.
Shisaka likes to do that.
Yeah, shut the crappies right down. And actually what it did is it had them packed up and then they dispersed. They were like very sporadic. It wasn't anything like what I saw pre-fishing. And cool. They were very spooky.
Well, guys, it's been a hell of an ice season, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another big part of our lives and a big adventure. We're going to talk about the tryouts for the 2018 WIFC. We're the MI Ice Guys. We'll be right back. Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland, to the Worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Get them online, get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you, and you need the best.
Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one, and my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoe's. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
Guys, we're back. It's the MI Ice Guys. All four of us in the studio for our season-ending episode, just kind of wrapping up the season. I know I'm missing ice. The guys all are, too. They've all got the boats out and stuff, and I'm waiting for an invite to go fishing. But I know it's coming. They always tell me, bring beer. So, that being said, we have our 2018 ice team figured out for the World Championships. The guys went off to Rhinelander and competed. I had to go to a beer festival and work, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, bummer.
But Steph, you and Myron went out and kind of officiated the thing with the guys, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a great time. We had a nice drive out there and a visit. And
nice drive.
Had a good job. Good time with these guys out there keeping counts and running the qualification for all the fishermen.
Cool. And you guys got to put some new guys through some of the drills and the excitement out there?
Yeah, there were some new guys that showed up to tryouts this year.
Yep. Jake Meek got the alternate position. He was pretty pumped for that.
First time at tryouts. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. Now, Chad, you held your customary position?
Yeah, I let him.
I don't always do that good because usually it doesn't matter.
I let him win.
He's top five. He let me.
And Anthony got his head poked back into the top five?
Yeah. I actually made the cut this year.
Made the cut, got up in there.
He got second. First loser.
First
place loser, if you ask Myron.
Everybody wanted to touch my trophy. I told him to knock it off.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
I told everybody when we saw the trophies to quit touching my trophy.
I did see they were some pretty nice trophies.
They were.
Yeah. Pretty sure I'm the only one that didn't touch it until it mattered.
Maybe.
Now, where is that trophy?
In my living room.
Is it in the pile with all the other?
Oh, back at decorate stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She throws
stuff everywhere.
I have like 8 pieces of wood, and it's sitting on top of that all in a pile.
My wife stacked them up.
I just stack them now. I got so many.
Well, you know, when that baby comes out, you know, if it's a boy, you'll have to start decorating his room with those trophies.
Yeah. I guess the man cave thing's about over, so.
Yeah, that day's done.
Where's the man cave?
Hey, none of your business.
Is that hoarder's room you got going on?
No, that 10 acres I got behind my house.
You got it. You don't go outside?
I do, twice a year.
Did you dig a bunker out there?
I did not do anything with my property, ever.
No, tryouts were a good time. We had a few new guys. We had Pete Huff. Well, he's been there before.
Yep.
So for the guys that they're listening that haven't ever been, walk us through the tryouts. What do they put you through?
I mean, at your tryouts the first time, you know, it's just getting used to the rules. And a lot of the guys just aren't mobile enough. They sat too long in a hole.
Stay in one spot, and it costs them.
Yeah, there's no fish finders or anything, so you got to – it's a different
If you're not
mindset.
Catching somebody else's, you better move to a hole and catch some damn fish.
Yep. We always do a little practice thing here, and that probably helped Jake out.
Yep.
And Jake was fishing with Anthony a few times, so that helped him out too. And he's a tournament guy.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that you have to be a tournament guy to make the team. I mean, Nick Schertz, his first year, I mean, he walked, you know, never did an ice tournament, and he made the team, I mean, as a fisherman.
So and he has every year since.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a good fisherman, you're a good fisherman. But it's
a couple of the guys from last year's team make this year's team. Yeah. They didn't. Make the cut.
I made it 2 years in a row, and then I took a seventh on, you know, last year. So it is what it is. You know?
Yeah. You're going up against the best that we can round up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work. I mean, most people just get lazy. It's hard work.
Now, is it all just fishing?
It's
2-hour heats.
2-hour heats of fishing.
Yeah, but it's whole counts. placement and strategy.
Yeah, you get your two flags. It's just like the world rules for that 2 hours.
Yep.
There's a big strategy involved. You know, you can really screw somebody out of a whole spot if you play it right. So
thanks, Jake.
Line measurements, taking the corners.
Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah. So it's just like mini worlds.
I mean, some guys were hustling and moving around good that didn't make the team, but I don't think they had a plan on where they were going. They were just running.
They were just hustling.
And those guys had to hustle because they didn't just land on fish and just bang them out.
But they didn't have a plan on where they were going to go. They just run blind.
Okay, yeah.
And this year's tryouts kind of played into what I saw a couple years back in Finland when, you know, the line was like the best spot to be, and there was only one line in the whole zone. And it usually was the corner in tryouts, but it kind of played like I saw in Finland, so I thought it was pretty close to.
If you get a line or a corner, you got ways for fish to come to you
without being harassed,
without somebody catching them. If you're in the center of the zone, you can get surrounded, and they can pick them all off before they get to you. So if you're in a corner, you got two ways that fish can come.
And if you're catching fish, and not a lot of other people are, you are getting surrounded.
Yeah. So I mean, I got one corner the entire time. I think we did six heats. I got one corner I won the zone with the corner, but the rest of the time it was just hard work. I mean, Anthony won a zone with a corner.
Yep.
So I mean Sean Hennings won two zones with a corner.
One corner, yep.
So I mean, that's four of the zones I got won with corners, and then I think I won the other two with just hard work.
Now, playing inside the rules, are you guys just doing counts, not doing weights?
Yep, just counts, just because 25 fish.
Yeah, you got a limit.
Hitting the limit.
Wisconsin 2010, or is they, that's Minnesota. I think they're 25.
Yeah.
25.
I'm not sure you can keep any fish in Minnesota.
Yeah, they're 2010, but they frown on that.
Yeah.
It depends on what lake
fish.
You're on.
So, all right. Well, now, you guys, it's 3 days of activities, right? You got the rules meeting and
2 days of fishing, and usually the Sunday is when everybody leaves. Some of the guys stayed, went fishing, but you know, Saturday night we had a little mini closing ceremony kind of thing, you know, where they did the trophies.
Yep.
We all went back pretty much to our hotel room. Most of the guys did, came over and hung out.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I had a good time out with tryouts this year with the trophies. I think it was a different dynamic.
Yeah, I think more people are gonna come because of the trophies next year.
I do too. That was the first words out of his mouth. It's like, if I knew those trophies.
So
He's like, I was so jealous of those trophies. You know, not to bust you out, Zach, but
yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought from the Facebook pictures I was seeing and the stories that Steph told me when he got back, it looked like it turned out really well, and it looks like we've got a really great team.
Yep, our top five are what? Me, Anthony, Ben Bleegan, Nick Schertz, Sean Hennings, and then Jake Meek is alternate.
Meek. Yep.
I think it's going to be awesome.
How many Michigan guys?
Three of the six.
Yep.
Three of the six, so we're holding tight.
Yep, that's about normal, two to three for Michigan, usually three.
Now, when I talk to a lot of people, I tell them, you know, that how Michigan just dominates this thing.
Well, it was for a long time, it was me, Bodecker, and Myron. That was me, Anthony, and Myron.
Yep.
And now it's me, Anthony, and Jake. So
Michigan makes up half of the USA ice team.
Yep. And went first
Fisherman.
And second.
Yep. And went first and second.
And all it was in the last heat, I think, was who's getting the first place trophy.
Yep.
Could Ben catch you? I think he might have been able
he
to catch
have.
You.
He could have if I took like a – yeah, he just – I had to beat him by two.
Yeah, okay. So you just had a two-point lead?
No, I had a four-point lead.
Okay. Yep.
So I couldn't take fourth. If I took fourth or better, he could beat me.
No, I was
– Or sixth. Yeah. Fifth.
Well, for those of you guys that are listening,
I had to get almost last and Anthony win. But
if you think you've got what it takes right now, you better start making the investment, get some palm rods.
I mean, it's a small investment. And then just look us up. I mean, we'll probably do a little, you know.
We'll do a Michigan. Challenge. I'm going to do a.
I think we should do a couple of them this year.
I'm debating.
Oh, that shootout day was awesome.
Yeah, it was a blast.
I mean, we have
Lawrence Luoma
fishermen.
Lawrence Luoma is starting a Minnesota club for palm rod, kind of like we did Rage in the Cage.
Yes.
This winter, a small palm rod tournament series. So we might get something going like that here. I don't know though. Depends how much time we have.
Yeah, I mean, we have high quality fishermen. If you can compete at one of our things,
oh yeah,
you can compete with anybody
and come out to learn too.
We give stuff away. We have fun.
We have giveaways. I have Lucky John gear to give away, and
I got the K&E gear.
We got K&E stuff from Chaz and
we help out like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we don't
want to beat you on stuff you don't have, so we're going to make sure you got the good, Ukrainian spring bobbers or, indicators.
So you guys mark your calendars. Next year in March, it's usually about the second weekend in March.
That's usually tryouts.
Yeah. It is going to be tryouts. Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Before that, we'll do a practice.
Stay tuned to MIS, guys. We're going to talk about that, our Facebook page. And
maybe we'll try to do like a Grand Rapids. And
we'll
like,
get it going.
Lansing or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys, we're going to take another quick break. Before we go to sushi, though, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you, each one of us is going to tell you our favorite day on the ice this past season. Just a little bit of storytelling. MI Ice Guys, podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State. We'll be right back. Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6-packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street. Guys, it's been a great season. It is a little short for us, but the stories that you've heard us talk about in our episodes this year, and if you were out on the ice with us at any of our events or maybe saw us out at a tournament or one of our seminars that we held at one of the great retailers around West Michigan, we've been having fun, a lot of fun. And so just to wrap up the entire series for our winter, we thought we'd just tell some of our favorite stories out there, and we'll go in alphabetical order. Anthony?
Hey, Anthony.
You haven't been here the last few episodes, but you were kind enough to do some call-ins as you guys were out roaming the upper Midwest.
Yeah, we did some phone a friend. It was fun.
It was fun. And I got that new wire, so it actually sounds pretty good. So what was your favorite day out on the ice this year?
Well, I tell you what, I'll do you both. I'll do you my favorite, and I'll do you my least favorite. And both of them are a tournament day. I'd say my favorite tournament day this year, because that's most of my time on the ice, is tournaments. So I would have to be South Dakota. I had an absolute blast. We didn't expect the type of fish that were there. We knew there were some big fish there, but we didn't know the numbers that were there. And I just had an absolute riot catching these giant perch and, turning in a 16-pound bag at the end of the day. And I don't know. I just felt like that was one of my best days on the ice by far. And my least favorite day on the ice would have had to have been in Montana.
The getting stuck part moving part?
No, just the getting stuck part. Yeah, that was in the brutal cold after dealing with Mitigoshi. Typically, we head to Montana expecting 30 to 40 degree temperatures.
At least 20 above.
Yeah, at least 20 above, coming from negative 30s. Is very nice. It thaws our trucks out, and this year it was just brutal slushy, and we got stuck a few times on tournament day.
It was 29 below.
Yeah, and pre-fishing.
When you say you got stuck with the quad?
We buried Chad's quad.
With the tracks?
To the frame 3 times on tournament day.
Yeah.
With the tracks on.
With the tracks on. Mm-hmm. So
it was so cold that, there was so much snow that there was slush. And then when everybody pre-fishing drove over it, it opened it up to water.
Yep.
And then we'd be driving along and we'd bust through that layer of ice that was made. And we'd bottom out with like an inch and a half of ice, like shoved under the frame, and it'd get us stuck.
And the fresh powder snow would actually start to roll up and high side the quad, because it would hit the underside of the wet quad and stick. So we'd have to get, the first time we did it, we actually unburied the quad with a scooper and our bare hands.
Yeah, that sucked. We bought a shovel.
Immediately. We actually left the ice then and bought a shovel. So that was probably my least favorite day on the ice. But
we made some bad decisions at that tournament.
The trout fishing in Montana will keep me coming back for years after years. The conditions, however, that year made it my least favorite day.
All right, Chad, hit us with your best.
My best day, I don't know if it was beating Anthony by one at the buzzer. I mean, the championship was pretty good, too. I mean, I had a good finish the first day. After, I mean, most of the time you don't want to give anybody a good start at the championship because they're going to make it where it's impossible to catch back up, but... Like, I gave away at least 45 minutes to an hour and still got a third in the heat. So that was a positive improvement because the team's been, you know, I mean, we got eighth overall, but I think we were setting in like sixth or something after the first day. Something like that. I mean, we were in solid position. It was definitely an improvement.
In Latvia.
The tryouts were awesome. South Dakota was a good time because, I mean, some personal best perch probably were caught for weight wise.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't like to do any turn. I mean, tournaments are different. There's a lot of work involved, so I don't know if I could ever call one of those my favorite. But probably the fun fishing in South Dakota. You know, we had Newby and Wilson, Jason and Pete. Me and Anthony went out before the rules meeting. We left the tournament lake, went over to, Enemy Swim,
yeah.
Awesome bluegill lake.
Oh, it was awesome.
Shallow water bluegill, big fish.
Everywhere.
You know, everywhere. It's just fun. Hundreds of people.
100 guys out there, yeah, all doing the same thing.
That was probably my favorite. It was probably only an hour and a half. I mean, we're out there fun fishing with two other tournament teams and just having fun.
That's awesome. Well, in alphabetical order, I guess that makes me next.
Barely.
I'll tell you, one of my, I think the most fun I had out on the ice this year was our Cub Scout Day.
Yeah.
Getting out there with all those kids and to see those kids, and they're all about 10, coming out there, and a lot of these kids, it was the very first time ice fishing. You'd watch some of the parents, especially the moms, were a little bit apprehensive about getting out on the ice and stuff, but we had such a great day. Randy Joppy came out from the grilling guys and grilled hot dogs for the kids. Steph and I, we spent a lot of time working individually with kids and working with groups. I was doing a lot of just set them up, get the stuff going, untangling rods. And every once in a while you'd catch Steph over there doing something to entertain a whole crew of them. He'd have either Aqua View out, or he caught a pike on a tip up.
Yep.
And they made a pond because everybody went and stood right around. It was pretty great.
Water's
and,
coming up through the hole.
And then at the
ice in one spot.
End of the day, some of the kids had kind of lost interest and stuff. And I pulled out a palm rod because we'd found a little school of like 4-inch perch. And so I just started popping perch with the palm rod.
You couldn't not catch them.
Yeah, it was every 15, 20 seconds we're pulling a perch. It was just a lot of fun.
It'd be a good palm rod practice lake for you guys.
Yeah, and it was the day before we did the Rage in the Cage, which was another real fun day.
Yep, that was a good time.
But I think that was my fun day is getting out with those kids. We did get to do two kids events this year. I got to get out and get a number of fish a few times. I got to fish with you guys a couple of times. It was a good winter for when we could get out on the ice. So, Steph, what do you got for us?
Well, I too had fun at that Boy Scouts thing, but I think my most exciting moment ice fishing this year was probably at Mendota over in Wisconsin there. Me and Sean Warner were fishing a tournament, and I'm over there fishing, and we're trying to catch these crappies. And I get one on, and I'm thinking I got a bass on. So that's taking drag, peeling me out. I'm reeling them in, and I think I got a bass on. I'm like, ah, the bass. Nope, it was a crappie. It was almost like a 1.9 crappie, so it was just a beast.
It was a giant. I seen it all go down. Yeah. It was like...
Was Sean awake?
Chad.
Barely awake.
But. I'm not sure if he was smoking cigarettes that time or...
He did come over to help him, though.
Yeah.
Almost had to pull the gaff.
We got fun. Fourth at that one, one fish away from winning again.
Yeah, if they would have had that fish, they'd have had it.
Or two of the ones Jake caught or any of the ones that guys in the red coats caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those red coat guys.
Those crappie awesome. Like that put on a fight, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Shallow water, big fish are fun. I mean, big fish are fun regardless.
As soon as I looked up, I saw Steph cranking on one. I'm like, uh-oh.
Now, what rod did you have it on, Steph?
Did it blow out of the truck, or was that?
No, it's one of the ones I picked up. It's got that flat...
Tickle stick,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, Steph had his bad day was when all
the
his
rods blew out of the back
rods
of the truck.
Blew out of his truck on the way over there. So, it's been a wild season. We've really enjoyed talking to you guys about ice fishing and look forward to hearing from us in the fall. And have a safe summer.
We'll set up some kind of palm rod challenge or just a meet and greet on the ice or something like that.
You can pretty much guarantee that the probably the first Thursday night in December we'll be at Alan Bob's.
Yes.
And typically the weekend that follows that is down at DNR, and you'll see us out and about in a few other places. But stay tuned. We'll probably somewhere right up before that have us a podcast about fishing in the garage. So thanks for a great season, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. We're off to chase steelhead, trout, salmon, smallmouth, whatever's in the river.
Yeah, we'll put a little commercial in. If you want to go steelheading up in the river, Chad and Anthony both guide up there.
Yeah, come on out, guys. They're in the river thick right now. We're smashing.
If you need to get a hold of them, probably one of the easiest ways is ask a nice guy. Yep. Right on the website. They'll get right back to you.
Probably the Grand to the Manistee.
Yeah.
Possibly even the Betsy.
Yeah, you guys want to go get on some big trout? We'll run right up to the Manistee. We'll go pop some big browns and have a heck of a day.
Yep. Steelhead fishing's about peaked out right now. I mean, yep. Hopefully not, but it's right around peak. Hopefully it lasts a few more weeks.
We can do smallmouth in the summer, too. So
we probably got a month and a half of still seven steelhead, but yep. She's about to peak out.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up, and thanks for a great season. We'll talk to you next year.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on MIIceGuys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.